This episode of Voices of the Elephant is sponsored by DayCamp for Developers. Listen for a special offer at the end of this podcast. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, I'm here today with Ivo Janch. Ivo and I worked together back when I was at iBuildings, well, back when we were both at iBuildings. Ivo, I'm glad to have you here today. Thank you for taking the time to be with us.
Happy to be here.
You've got a very interesting background, so we've got a couple. I've got three questions I'd like to talk to you about. The first one, just give us some idea. What's your background in programming, and how did that lead you to PHP?
That's quite a while ago. I've been working with PHP for, I think, roughly, maybe 12 years now. It was actually, I was working at Philips Electronics as a C developer. And my good friend Tom, back then, founded iBuildings, and he looked at PHP and said, "Hey, Ivo, I've got this really interesting programming language that you should have a look at." And I did, and well, it looked, compared to C, it looked very easy and it looked very useful and very productive. And well, within a couple of weeks, I made the switch and actually joined iBuildings and became a PHP developer there. So it was actually a matter of just looking at it and seeing, hey, wow, this is so much easier and so much more productive than what I'm used to. I can't understand why everybody isn't programming in PHP instead of C. But yeah, that's kind of my background there.
Okay. Well, and while you were at iBuildings, you rose all the way up. You were the CTO there for a good long while. And one of the things that actually one of the reasons you and I got to talking was you started hiring community members, and this caught my eye. And having hired community members, what insight would you have to share with other managers about hiring active PHP community members?
Yeah, it's. I think an important thing to set clear first is what is the community. I mean, there's kind of like the PHP community at large, which is the whole set of PHP developers and everybody has something to do with PHP. And there's what we consider like the PHP community, which is a set of people speaking at conferences, being well known to other PHP developers, writing about their experiences. And indeed, I started hiring people from this latter group. And the reason I did that was that I kind of realized quite early in my career that the community is actually a very powerful marketing tool, if you will. It's if you compare it to traditional marketing where people spam people or where people write stuff about stuff that nobody's interested in, I think the community is like more. It's like getting real. It's like talking to people that actually care about something and that have actually something useful to say. And I think we can learn a lot from people that want to teach and that want to spread their knowledge. So, yeah, I started hiring community people because I think it helps us, become more well-known. It helps us spread the image of that we want to spread knowledge and that we're a knowledge-based company. And yeah, that's one of the reasons why I think it's important to work with the community, because it's the best way to get known as a business. I think it has tremendous value for businesses to be working with this huge worldwide PHP community.
Now, were there any particular issues that arose from hiring community members?
Yeah, one thing that I learned, one of my first experiences was that somebody that's, well known in the community doesn't necessarily have to be a really great programmer. You know, those are basically two different things. And what I learned is that community skills, as community is all about, communicating, coaching, teaching, etc. And technical skills, hardcore programming skills, Those are actually two different things, and those are one of the things that I learned at first. You know, initially I would hire a community guy and I would think, hey, this guy is well known in the community, he must be a great programmer, and I hire him without any sort of job interview or programming test, etc. And what I've learned is that it's important to, even if it's somebody who's well known in the community, you still have to be sure that it's a good fit for your organization, you know, both culturally but also technically. And that's one of the things that I learned. And I think that, you know, it's great to work with community people, but it's not a guarantee for success. You still have to make sure that they fit your business, that they fit your culture, and that they have the skills that you require for your particular project.
Excellent advice. Okay, third, final question. What advice do you have for community members looking to attract the attention of a hiring manager such as yourself?
Yeah, I'd say that what we've discussed earlier is the knowledge sharing, and that's something that I tend to look for in a person. So if you'd want to attract my attention, then having a blog with articles, or having written an article for something like Zen Dev Zone or for PHP Architect magazine, definitely helps. I mean, those are the things that get you in the picture, that I kind of, you know, like detect. You know, I'm constantly looking at sites such as Planet PHP, phpdeveloper.org, and constantly trying to find talented individuals that have something really useful to say. And so I think, you know, showing off that you have knowledge and that you're willing to share that knowledge, either through writing about it or just tweeting about it, for example, or even better, speaking about it at conferences, I'd say that is a really great way to get attention, because those are the things that a community-minded hiring manager would pay attention to. Well, at least I would.
Excellent. Okay. Real quick, what's your local user group?
My local PHP user group would be the PHP Benelux.
And what's their URL?
They're at phpbenelux.eu, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Ivo, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you taking the time to be with us today. Thank you for being here, and really, thank you for all that you do for the PHP community.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Voices of the Elephant. This podcast is copyright 2011 EICC Incorporated, and all rights are reserved. For more information on the podcast and to nominate someone to be interviewed, visit the website voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT. DayCamp for Developers is a one-day technology-agnostic online training camp for web developers. We cover the topics that you won't find at any other conference at a price that every developer can afford. Visit our website today, daycamp4developers.com, and reserve your seat for the next class. As a listener of Voices of the Elephant, use the discount code VOTE to save $10 off your ticket. DayCamp for Developers. Invest a day in your career.